Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
.627 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone from our sister station, High 101.5. I hate to ruin their big surprise, but tomorrow at 7:30 they're going to make an announcement. Does anybody know what it is? I'll tell you right now.
I think I know.
Holly's pregnant.
That's not what I think.
That's what it is, with Miguel's baby.
Oh!
They were like, shocking. Just one time. Let's just try it one time.
Right.
And then next thing you know,
get rid of that
gold
star.
Yep. Got pregnant with Miguel's baby. Maybe that's it. I don't know. You might want to tune in or read about it on the internet after.
See, now I heard a different story. I heard that it's Miguel is pregnant with Holly's baby.
Well, that, more likely, I
think. Yeah, how about that?
Yesterday, I was leaving this building.
Uh-huh.
This is probably not going to mean a lot to you, Galvin, because you have not been here as long. But I was leaving the building, and Nancy Alexander was here. Do you know who that is?
I do know who that is, yeah.
Nancy Alexander was... She wasn't in this building, although I'm sure she was meeting someone here. She was in the lobby. She and I don't think have, like, I have no problem with her, but I'm sure she probably doesn't like me, because when I got fired from Clear Channel, I hated anybody who worked over there just because they had fired me when my wife was pregnant and I wanted to scorch the earth and I was mad at the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got not one but two DUIs over the time, and I just constantly beat her up on it because I was mad at Clear Channel, you know. But I was also younger and a little bit more immature. So anyway, my whole thing is I can understand why she probably doesn't like me.
Right.
And I think at one point we had her mugshot and Steve Dooming's mugshot and a bunch of mugshots hanging out here. So then anyway, that was just a long time ago. I don't really know her. In fact, I don't know if I've ever even talked to her before. Like, I don't know if we've ever had a conversation before.
Okay.
So anyway, I have seen her, and plenty of times. We worked in the same building together. How old do you think she is? If I'm 46, she was on Q105 when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like before I was in radio.
Okay.
So she's got to be at least 10 years older than me.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe while I was like 15, she was 25 when she first got started in radio, I'm assuming. So I'm 46 now. Let's say she's 56, 57 years old.
All right.
Body on her, unfriggin' believable.
Really?
Yeah, like to the point where I went, I had to follow her through the park. I was leaving, and she was walking. She was walking out of the building, and I went, is it possible that her body is that solid and she looks that good? And then I got in my car, and I drove around the side so I could watch her butt as she walked away.
Nice.
I was like, fantastic.
Wow.
Like, so much that I went home and told my wife. I'm like, you know what I saw today? Nancy Alexander. And she goes, oh. I don't understand. I don't know how old she is, but she looks fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just figured I'd share that since I've done my whole share of talking crap about people. I might as well tell you when something's good.
While you were following her around the parking lot, you should yell, hey, how old are you?
Yeah.
Doesn't ever work out.
Hey, your body looks good. How old are you?
It is nice, though, when you see an older lady with that tight of a body.
If for that, for you,
yeah,
that is solid MILF right
there.
Yeah,
right?
You get a shot at something like that, it's 60 years old with a tight, tight body, you take care of it. You go to town.
She's
there.
A unicorn.
There's like two ladies that work here that are a little younger that have tight bodies like that, that every time I see them, I'm amazed at how hard they must be working on their body.
Good for them. Yeah. Well, it is a challenge.
One of them is Carmen.
Hey.
So according to this, what I'm looking at, I did a little investigation here. There's a article from 2004 that says she's 41, so I'm adding 14 years to make her 55.
Nice.
Not as good then if she's only 55.
What? You said 56, 1 year.
Oh, okay, 56.
Does it fall apart?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Oh my God. Solid, totally solid.
All right. You, Nancy
now,
Alexander.
Carmen, will you be going to see Justin Timberlake?
I mean, I would like to.
I mean,
Justin Timberlake is playing where? At the Amalie Arena?
Is he? I thought he was in Orlando.
No, he's playing here.
Jay-Z. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Jay-Z and Beyonce trying to get me back out to that horrible stadium in Orlando, which I'll never go to.
Yeah, they're at Amelie.
Okay,
he is at Justin Timberlake.
So, and it's if it's not sold out, it will sell out, right? Yeah. Is he one of the biggest artists in the world? I would think so. You would think he's definitely an A-lister.
He doesn't have like any hits out right now, but
he's got that one song, Chris Stapleton. That's
how
huge.
How dare you?
Yeah, well,
the one, but it's like it doesn't play as much as like his. What was his last one?
I don't know. I'm talking to you like you're Billboard magazine over there. You don't know nothing.
I do know
the Happy Feet song.
Whatever the dance.
He's got the new song, Chris Stapleton. I hear it every time I turn on the radio.
I know it's a great song. I love that song.
What, great.
All of this stuff is fantastic.
You literally just want to argue with me, no matter what I say.
I mean, I just it's not the what is the name of that song? Do we know?
Hold on. It's so great. You love it so much.
No, you're the one that said it was great. You said great.
You said you hear it all the time.
Yes, I didn't say it was great.
I said I like the song.
Man,
God, you know what? I'm gonna punch you.
Man, you're the worst.
Hold on.
Anyway. I was talking about this.
Say something.
Say something.
Say something.
No. Maybe that is what it's about.
Yeah, see something, say something. Thank you, Justin.
See something, say something. Is this it?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is it.
Just great, great tune.
Who's that lady? This is the one, yeah. All right, lock it in. This is a big hit right now, this song.
Yeah, fantastic.
Now, he started out in NSYNC, right?
Yes.
Who else is in NSYNC?
Lance Bass.
Right. Yep. That's the gay one.
Kevin
Durant.
Yeah, Federline. No.
Nope.
Nobody?
I got it. Hold on. I got it here. J.C. Chavez. Chris Kirkpatrick.
Oh, yeah. Chris Kirkpatrick. Get your ass kicked.
Joey Fat One.
Okay.
And Lance Bass.
Are any of those guys doing anything right now? I think Lance Bass hosts a show on the Gay Channel on SiriusXM.
Isn't he going to space, too? Isn't that like a thing? He's
working out for it.
Oh.
So J.C. Sade is doing nothing. There's Chris Kirkpatrick, who I'll probably see this weekend at the Mike All-Star Golf Tournament. And if you're out there seeing Justin Timberlake at the sold-out show, know that a couple of days before that, this weekend, you could see Joey Fatone in his hot dog truck.
Yeah.
Joey Fat Ones.
Do you know what NSYNC is in relation to their name? Their names.
It's a thing? That's actually a thing?
Yeah.
No.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
This is an interesting thing. So you have the first name, Justin.
Okay.
N. Okay?
No.
Well, the ending letter.
Last letter.
Oh, Justin. Okay.
Last letter is N. Then you have Chris Kirkpatrick, S. Then you have...
Oh, Chris. Okay.
Joey Fatone, Y. Joey, Y. Ends with a Y, right?
Uh-huh.
Then you have...
Bat Lance.
Nope, that's...
Doesn't work out.
No, there was a thing.
Nope. Lance is an E.
And then the other one,
JC, is a C.
Yeah.
So what is the other C?
So Lance is screwing the whole thing up.
No, but what if they just called him Bass? They didn't call him Lance. They were like,
or
Bass.
This band is in the sick.
Yeah. You get the S from Chris, and then that screwed it up. But that was a thing. I read that somewhere.
Maybe there was a guy in the band before Lance.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
What was the letter that we're missing?
It's the Lance one. No, it's the other N, and it's supposed to be Lance, but it's...
Maybe the other...
Call him Lane.
What do you mean the other N?
In sync.
Right. The second N and in sync, but there's no... It's an E.
That's why I said they're missing it.
Yeah, so it's wrong.
They probably just called him, had a nickname. They called him Wayne.
They call him, they were like...
Wan. Lanny.
Fanny.
Old Lan.
Lance. Lan.
Anyway, you can go see Joey Fatone's hot dog truck in Plant City at the Key and Curly Winery for the annual Blue Ridge Festival, which our friends at Stingray Chevrolet are big sponsors of out there in Plant City.
Can I tell you?
No. Yes, okay. Of course. You can always tell me.
When the festival is over and like the hype like calms down a little bit, we need to go to that winery.
Yeah.
Dude, it is fantastic.
I've had wine from there before.
Oh,
yeah.
My Lord. Oh.
Oh, are we going to do another, we could do wine and paints? Should we do some wine and paint some stuff?
But they also have like craft beer and stuff there. And then they have like their appetizers, the mac and cheese bites. Forget about it. Don't even go see Joey. I'm sorry, dude. But, well, like, your hot dogs.
According to Michelle Powers of King Curly's, the probability of him coming out and cooking hot dogs is very unlikely.
Oh boo. Sad.
I mean,
eating them is likely.
Anyway.
Oh, so.
Look, he's in the truck right there.
Real quick. Yeah. I was totally right. And you were also right. There was a guy in before Lance Bass, and his name was Jason.
Oh, yes. Where is he now?
He went away.
Damn. Right out the skyway.
Yeah, so Justin N, Chris S, Joey Y, Jason N, JC C.
Bam. In sync.
Beep.
Bye, bye, bye.
That's it. I couldn't think of the song.
I got you back.
I was over here. I was like, something. What are they saying? I don't know. Bye, bye, bye.
Originally, the band's fifth member was Jason Galasso. But he quit shortly after the band formed.
Oh, Jason, you fool.
And was replaced by Lance Bass.
Oh. You fool.
He could have been.
Why did he quit?
Oh, I don't know, man. Maybe because that guy was getting too handsy with him. What was that guy's name?
Lou Pearlman.
Lou Pearlman.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Also, because I don't think he would have made the cut as far as longevity of being good looking.
That can't be it. That can't be him.
If it is,
he looks like a substitute teacher that
who's been busted.
Yeah,
he's putting out a cigarette. You guys ready to practice? Yeah, give me a second.
Wow.
Oh no.
They were all teens, and he was 36 at the time.
What is the guy's name?
Jason Galasso. Galasso. He is an odd looking character.
I can't
really. No. Oh, yeah. That's it.
Oh, no.
That's from
guy.
His mugshot where he was.
Oh.
All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll play Sporkle. We'll kick that off, though, with a, if you missed it, an open letter rewind next.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.